Well, that's Supergrass and All Right, and the man who wrote that song is Danny Goffey, and he joins us on the programme today. Danny, how are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. When I say how are you, of course, there is the question of the leg that you broke playing football. Is it recovered?
Yeah, it's kind of recovered. It's about a year ago now I did
right.
it, so I did it during the recording of this album, but you see, I've got a couple of bolts in it and stuff.
Oh, dear.
Well, it goes off when I go through the airport, but it's all right.
You don't need that, do you? Now, your new project is called Van Goffey, and we're going to play a couple of songs in a moment. But before we do, I want to find out about the recording of it. Because have you got your own studio? Is it in Somerset now? Is that right?
No, it's not my own studio. It's owned by the label I've just signed to called Distiller.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful studio. It's very near my house, but that's where I've been doing the album. I've got a pathetic studio in my house.
Well, these days, because you don't need much more than a laptop, do you, I suppose?
Yeah.
But now, you were in Supergrass for 15 years, so how difficult was it coming out of the band and deciding what to do next?
Yeah, it was difficult because I had to kind of just build up enough confidence to actually think I can do something like this. I was kind of sitting on my hands for a while, just thinking what I should do. But as I just basically have never stopped writing songs from a very early age, so I just had this catalogue suddenly of songs built up and songs that weren't appropriate for Supergrass or, you know, just a couple of bits and bobs. And, just pretty soon this whole album came together, and then I started writing them on, I started recording them on an acoustic guitar, and then laying down the drums and some bass and some electric guitars and vocals, and it all came together really nicely.
Well, certainly what I've heard so far I think is brilliant, and I'm sure it's going to do really well. Is Van Goffey, is it just you, or have you got others alongside you, Danny?
When I play live, I've got a band, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got some sort of friends and some people I've found that have been brilliant. So we've been rehearsing this week, and it's the first time I've heard the stuff played by other people, and it's really great. It's got a lot of energy, and it's more than I could have wished for.
Oh, that's
it's good.
Yeah. Because the thing is, if you've played everything when you've been recording, is there a temptation to say, no, don't play it like that, play it like this, or do you let them get on with it?
No, I'm really trying to let everyone just do their thing. You know, they're better than me at their instruments, so it's, you know, I can busk my way through playing pianos and bass and guitars, but these guys are one of the guitarists, Marley, he's only 19 and he's far better guitarist than me, so
really,
yeah. And he's just played some kind of really mad different stuff that actually I didn't even put on the record, so live it's a bit different. I'm just letting them, you know, have fun and do what they want to do.
Well, let's hear some music then. This one is on YouTube. It's a great video, and I'll ask you about it after we've played it, but this is Race of Life. Well, that's Race of Life from Van Goffey. Our guest today is Danny Goffey, and I really strongly recommend everybody to have a look at the video on YouTube. Tell us the story, Danny. How did you come to make that?
It was just an idea that popped up one day of... Because the lyrics to that, they're quite kind of... They're quite vivid. They're sort of amusing in places, but they kind of really tell a story. It's basically of a single sperm that was me, finding the egg and beating the bums, the murderers, all sorts of things on the way. And basically the idea of the song is that you beat a lot of people to be who you are.
Mm.
So when you were born, you'd already won this race. So I wanted to get a lot of visual stuff. So almost with every word that goes on, there's a visual representation of that word, which could, you know, be transformed and come across as slightly something a bit more abstract that might take you a while to work out why that's there. And it's got my son Frank, who's 15, and he's walking about in a suit, and he basically is playing the part of me, and he's lip-synced the whole thing.
I'm so glad you said that, because I watched it and I thought, well, that looks like Danny, but he's too young, so now I know why.
Oh yeah, I had to pay him 50 quid for him to learn it all.
Well, he does,
yeah.
Brilliantly, and
yeah, he's done really well, and he's the sort of master of the deadpan look, which I really quite like.
Mm. And of course, the thing is, it's one of those, you know, a 3-minute pop song that probably took about 6 months to put. As you say, there's an image for every second as you go through it.
We made a very cheap video, but it looks like it's there's a few quid spent on it. It's just one of those very, very simple ideas that just work when they're done properly.
Well, it really does. It works really well. Now, before we come to play the single, which is out very soon, I have to ask you whether, having, you know, made your mark on MasterChef, if when you're in the studio, does everyone expect you to do the cooking all the time?
I did do quite a lot of cooking. It gave me a little chance to go off. It was just me, a producer and an engineer. Mm. So, yeah, I'd kind of be the one that had to sort of put some fish on, pan fry some fish, you know, a bit of mashed swede and stuff like that.
Lovely. Did you enjoy that whole process of being on that programme?
I think so, yeah. It was just a really mad idea. I don't know why I did it in the first place, but it was something that I would never normally even consider, but at the time we'd just split the band up, and I was rubbing sort of my hands together wondering what I was going to do. Mm. And I just thought that would be really funny. And it was. Well, it was quite funny.
Yeah, well, you did look as though you were enjoying it. I suppose that's what it's all about, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and I managed, you know, you do learn some sort of skill. You know, I've got 4 kids and it's really nice that I can cook them pretty good food.
Yeah, for sure. Right, well, that brings us on to the first single from the album, which I believe is out in a week or so's time, You. And I have to say, and I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to you, Danny, but I put it on in the office and we were all bouncing around thinking, oh, great, a summer song, that's just what we need, because it was a pretty gloomy day. It's great, it's really bouncy. You're pleased with it?
Yeah, really pleased with it. It's funny that all on this album, there's 10 tracks on the album, they're all a kind of a good pace, pretty bouncy songs, but, you know, they're not sort of sickly sort of pop songs, they have their own little vibes, and it's kind of like, it's very hard to choose what a single would be, because they have this little identity to each song. So this one just kind of popped out. I think it was someone just said, look, stick this one out, and let's see what happens.
Well, so we'll play the single in just a moment, Danny, but before we do, I must ask you, the album, which is about to come out, will you just confirm the title, because I know it's changed.
It's called Take Your Jacket Off and Get Into It.
Great title, by the way. And will you be touring it?
Yeah. The tour starts on the 11th of September, my mum's birthday. Mm-hmm. And then it goes through, it's about 10 gigs, going from kind of as far up as, I think it's Leeds and Manchester, going down to Portsmouth.
Well, look, the album Take Your Jacket Off and Get Into It, we look forward to that. The single we've got now, You, so that's what we'll play. Danny Goffey, great to talk to you today. Thanks for your time.
Nice one, dude. Thanks a lot.